Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. I am back, and for today's episode, it's kind of a different one. I don't have any guest speakers on today, it's just myself. But I will be asking some questions to AI. For those of you who don't know AI, it's like, you know, everyone's been talking about it lately. It's just this app where you ask the computer questions, I guess. And it's a very intelligent form of a computerized system that answers questions thoroughly. And yeah, so I'll be asking AI some questions. But yeah, guys, you know, long weekend is here. I think we're all excited, we're all relieved, we can relax for a few days, not have to worry about work or think about work. Some people, yes, some people know. I know a lot of people still work on the long weekend. So yeah, but you know, it's good. I think this is a time of year where it's nice to have a bit of a break, have a bit of a downtime, spend some time with family and friends, because that's what it's all about, you know. And yeah, so what am I doing this long weekend? Pretty much just chilling out, watching footy, catching up with some friends. Went out last night with a couple of mates. We watched the new Mario movie, which was actually, I actually really liked it. It actually over exceeded my expectations a lot. It was actually quite funny. The storyline was pretty good. It was a simple storyline, but it was funny. I don't want to spoil too much of it. Pretty much the basis of the movie is that Mario and Luigi, they're actually plumbers. They get transferred into this universal world where they have to save Princess, their princess, and from this monkey, before he destroys everything. So yeah, the storyline is simple, but what made it good was just, it was funny. Like, there was a lot of humor in it, so yeah, it was a good movie to watch. Liked it. Probably give it a 7 out of 10. Yeah, look, 7 out of 10. I think that's even being generous. Yeah, 7 out of 10. I recommend if you're into, you know, the reason I watched it, because growing up, my top 3 games were Mario, Spyro, if you guys remember Spyro, and Crash Bandicoot. So I grew up with a Nintendo 64 playing those games, and then an Xbox. I used to play PlayStation all the time at my mate's house, and I used to play Spyro on it a lot. So yeah, so I grew up with those games essentially, and yeah, so that's why I was like, when I heard that Mario was on the cinemas, I was like, gotta go watch it. 100% have to watch it. So That's what I did. And yeah, guys, also want to let you know, I've been posting it on my Instagram. I've actually got a new puppy. Yeah, so her name is Lizzie. I've had her for like about a week and a half. Probably just about a week now. Yeah, I've had her for a week now. She's so cute. She's adorable. She's half corgi, half cavalier. She is the cutest dog I have ever seen in my life. And, you know, because I've got three other dogs. I've got two other dogs at my place. So, I think it's trying to give them all the same kind of love and attention as well, so they don't get jealous of her, of this new dog coming in and, you know, stealing their spotlight. The toilet training has been pretty tough, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, puppies, you know, it takes time for them to toilet train them, and, you know, it's just about being consistent with that. But yeah, she's so cute. She's so cute. She's 2.5 months as well. She's 2.5 months years old. What am I even saying? So yeah, she's 2.5 months. She's so cute. She's in her teething stages as well. So anything that she can get her hands on, she chews. Like, you know, if she was sitting next to me, she'd even chew my phone. Literally, what she did is my brother was sleeping on the couch the other day, and Lizzie, she pretty much, like, because the phone was in his pocket, she pretty much just took the phone out of his pocket and ran away and just started chewing at it. And my brother was looking for his phone everywhere. It didn't get damaged or anything, but her teeth are still tiny, but yeah, it's quite funny. But yeah. But no, she's adorable. We all love her. We fell in love with her instantly. We got her from a breeder as well. She wasn't too expensive, actually. She was like $1,600. It wasn't too bad at all, actually. For a breed like that, they usually cost up to $3,000. So we got her for a good price. This really came out of the blue, getting a new dog. Like, we've had two dogs now for a while. My other two dogs, their name is Jimmy and Suki. So we've had those dogs for quite a while, and we had another dog before that. Her name was Nikki. She passed away 2 years ago, and then my mum has been like sort of wanting a dog for quite some time. She'd never tell us that she wants a dog, but we knew that she kind of wanted another dog. So we pretty much, my brother decided to get one. And you know, that's a breed that she likes, Corgi and Cavalier. So yeah, we decided to get her. So that's like, it's all of our dogs, but it's also for my mum as well. But it's a family dog, really. So it's like an early Mother's Day present as well for her. But yeah. Yeah, no, I love her. Adorable. And I'll be definitely posting more doggy photos of her, that's for sure. But yeah, guys. So yeah, on today's podcast, as I said, I've downloaded the app called Ask AI. Really gonna be asking it some hard-hitting questions. Well, not necessarily me, but you, the audience, because I actually posted on my Instagram story on Wise Words with Dan, asking you listeners, what do you want me to ask? What are the questions that you want me to ask AI? So I'm gonna go through the questions now, and I'm gonna ask AI those questions. Because, I don't know, like, the reason I've decided to do this today, because everyone's been talking about AI lately, and everyone's been talking about this Ask AI application, which I've been listening to on other podcasts, and I was like, you know what, let's try it on my own podcast. Download the app, ask it some questions, see how intelligent it really is. And yeah, so I'm going to get to the first question now. Let's see. Do you have trust issues? I don't know if this question's towards me or towards AI, but I don't know. All right, let's ask AI. Do you have trust issues? I don't know. What a weird question. Okay. Ask AI. Do you have trust issues? I mean, myself personally, I don't have trust issues. No. I've got a close circle of friends that I do trust, so don't have trust issues at all. Okay, let's see. I'm asking AI, do you have trust issues? What a stupid question. But anyways, let's ask it. As I am an AI language model, I don't have emotion or subjective experiences, so I don't have trust issues in the way that humans do. However, it's important to note that AI systems like me are designed to operate based on the data and algorithm that we are trained on, and we may produce biased or inaccurate responses if our training data is biased or incomplete. It's important to use AI systems like me as a tool to assist with decision making and information retrieval, but it's also important to acknowledge their limitations and potential basis. So that answers that question. And AI doesn't, you know, an AI doesn't have any trust issues because it's a fucking robot. So guys, whoever asked this question, who are you? I did want to ask AI, who created you? So AI responded to this question. I was created by OpenAI, a research organization dedicated to advancing artificial intelligence in a safe and beneficial way. Specifically, I was trained on a large data set or text from the internet and other sources using a deep learning algorithm called GPT, Generative Pre-trained Transformer. While I don't have a specific individual creator, I was developed and maintained by a team of researchers and engineers at OpenAI. So it was created by OpenAI, to sum that question up. And what else did I ask AI before? So I said to AI, what is your purpose? As an AI language model, my purpose is to assist and provide information to users like you. I'm designed to understand natural language queries and provide relevant and accurate responses to the best of my abilities based on the data that I've been trained on. I can answer questions on a wide range of topics, from history and science to entertainment and current events. My goal is to be a useful resource for anyone seeking information or insight on various subjects. So that's what AI's purpose is, guys. Just to clarify what AI is, that's what AI is. That's what the app Ask AI is to provide information to the best of its ability. All right, now I'm going to go through the list of questions that you guys want me to ask AI. So here is the next question. Favorite food. So, okay. I don't think people understood my question on Instagram. I'm not asking questions to me, but asking questions to AI. So I'm going to skip this question because AI doesn't eat food. It's a robot, as I said, guys, a robot. Favorite movie? Oh my god. How many stuffed animals you own? Do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Actually, that's a good one. Let's ask AI, do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Let's ask the question. Do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Let's see. As an AI language model, I don't have personal beliefs or opinions, nor do I have the ability to believe in something like a human being. My responses are based on the information and data that I've been trained on, which includes a range of topics and including conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. Okay, to sum it up, it's a robot, so it doesn't believe in any conspiracy theories like humans do. So that was another stupid question. All right, let's go through another question. Who was the last dude you texted? Who was the last dude you texted? What the fuck? All right, I'm going to ask AI. This doesn't even make sense. Like, what are these questions, guys? Are these from the audience or is this from the computer? I don't know. Who was the last person you texted? As an AI language model, I don't have the ability to send or receive text messages, so I don't have anyone to text or receive text from. My function is to answer questions and provide information to users like you through the platform. Bloody hell. So guys, another wasted question on AI. What are we doing? Do you have feelings for any of your female friends? What the fuck is this, guys? How tall are you? Okay, so I think everyone misjudged what we're here for today. We're here to ask AI questions, not myself. So, yeah, guys, we're missing the whole point. Maybe I'm just going to ask AI some questions myself up to the top of my head. You know what? I'm going to ask AI a question. I'm going to ask AI to write a rap song. Let's see how on the spot this can be. I don't know. I'm going to think off the top of my head. Maybe I can ask a certain type of food. Actually, how about I'll ask AI, write a rap song about cheese. Let's see what it says. Write a rap song about cheese. Oh my gosh, wow. That was on point. Okay, alright. So here is the rap song about cheese. I'm going to pretend I can rap and sing this song. Alright, you ready? Okay, here is AI's response. Yo, let me tell you about my favorite food. It's yellow, it's gooey, it's really smooth. It's the one and only, the king of dairy. I'm talking about cheese, it's never too scary. Cheese, cheese, it's the one for me. I put it on my burger or my mac and cheese. It's cheesy, it's tasty, it's got that funk. When it comes to cheese, I'm never in a funk. That's cheddar, that's Swiss, that's mozzarella too. Parmesan, feta, and gouda, who knew? I love it on my pizza, I love it on my toast, I even love it plain, that's what I love the most. Cheese, cheese, it's the one for me. I put it on my sandwich or my grilled gravy. It's cheesy, it's tasty, it's got that funk. When it comes to cheese, I'm never in a funk. Some say it's bad for you, but I don't care. I'll eat it every day, I'll eat it everywhere. I'll eat it in a burger, I'll eat it on a plate, I'll eat it with crackers, I'll eat it with grapes. Cheese, cheese, it's the one for me. I put it on my salad, on my crostella, it's cheesy, it's tasty, it's got that funk. When it comes to cheese, I'm never in a funk. So let me give a shout out to all my cheeses out there, from Brie to Blue, from Sharp to Mild. I swear I'll never give up my love for cheese, it's the one thing that will always please. Cheese, cheese, it's the one for me. Put it on my nachos, on my fondue. It's cheesy, it's tasty, it's got that funk. When it comes to cheese, I'm never in a funk. So that's my rap about the one and only cheese. It's never gonna change, it's always gonna please. If you're not a fan, I suggest you try it. Once you taste it, you'll never deny it. Wow. Great. So Ask AI just came up with that rap song on the spot. Well done, AI. That was great. Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll ask it to do a rap song about something else. Let's see. Maybe I can ask it to do a rap song about... how about the tiger? To do a rap song about the rest tigers. Do a rap song about the NRL team, West Tigers. Let's see what it's got here. I'm sorry, this conversation has worn me out and it looks like we've reached the limit. Perhaps we can start talking about something else. Okay, so it's gotten over doing rap songs. Jeez, I didn't even know Ask AI can get worn out about these things. I didn't even ask it that many questions yet. Alright, wait, let me try. Mate, I'm asking you to do something. You're an AI, you're meant to do it. Alright. I'm gonna type it again in a different group, in a different chat. Make a rap song about the NRL team with Tigers. Let's see. Okay, now it's making a rap song about the NRL team, the West Tigers. Here we go. Wow, now I'm seeing it. Oh God, guys, this is actually going to be good. This actually already looks good. this is so good. All right, we're ready, guys. All right, listen up now. I'm about to spit some truth about a team. Wait, here we go. Wait, it's still typing, so I'm just waiting for it to finish typing, and then we'll start singing the song. All right, here we go. Listen up now, I'm about to spit some truth about a team that's got some grit and got some youth. From the west side of Sydney, they're the Tigers, fierce on the field, they're fighters, not just survivors. West Tigers, they're the pride of rest, they're the pride of the rest. They play with heart, they give their best, with their stripes they roar and they growl. They're a team that never backs down. They've got speed, they've got skill, they've got players that can make a kill. Benji Marshall, he's a legend of the game. Harry Grant, he's got the talent to make a name. West Tigers, they're the pride of the West. They play with heart, they give it their best. With their stripes, they roar, they growl. They're the team that never backs down. They've been through some tough times, they've had their lows, but they keep on fighting. They keep on with the show. They're building for the future, they're on the rise. With their fan base that's loyal, they'll never comprise. West Tigers are the pride of the West. They play with heart, they give it their best. With their stripes, they roar, they growl. They're the team that never backs down. So if you're from the West or just love the game, get behind the Tigers, they'll never be tamed. With the passion and pride, they'll always strive. West Tigers are the team that's alive. Okay, not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. There's some mistruth to this. Harry Grant is no longer playing for the West Tigers, so I don't know why he probably thinks Harry Grant is still playing for the Tigers. But anyways, the rest of it was okay. At the moment, they're not a team that plays with passion or pride, because they have been losing every game this season, and they haven't looked like they've been trying at all. So they're playing with heart and giving it their best with stripes is not that accurate. But anyways, each to their own. I love it. In all honesty, to make that up on the spot, that wasn't bad. Wasn't bad, I must admit. Well done, AI. All right, I'm going to ask AI another question. I'm gonna be clever about this. I wish you guys came up with better questions to ask AI. Like, your questions, they were pretty much directed towards me, and I said to you guys, I'm like, if you're gonna ask me questions, I said to you guys on the Instagram, ask questions to AI, not directly to me. I mean, I'll answer those questions later, but yeah. All right, what else can we ask AI? Let's have a look. Where do you see yourself in 10 years time? Okay. As an artificial intelligence language model, I don't have a personal goals or aspirations. However, I hope to continue to improve and provide helpful and informative responses to users like you. In 10 years' time, I expect to have undergone significant advancements in my training and capabilities, allowing me to provide even more sophisticated and nuanced responses to a wide range of queries. Additionally, I hope to be integrated into even more applications and platforms, making it easier for people to access information and communicate with each other. Well, I guess that was a good response, but at the same time, it's pretty scary to think, you know, where AI can go in general. Like, you know, I think there's got to be limitations into how advanced AI can go. Because one day we don't want to be like iRobot and having these robots, you know, detailing our personal information and just giving it out randomly. Like, I've been seeing on TikTok, I should say, that you can actually transform your face into any person you wish and have the same voice as them. It's quite scary because, you know, even though it's not them, you can pretend to be them. So that's what I'm concerned about. That's where it's taken it too far, in my opinion. And that's where they got to step back and, you know, not go too far with this whole AI thing. Because, guys, you know, people can use this to their own personal advantages, you know. They can frame people, they can, you know, but, you know, it's a lot of bad things can come from this, you know. So I think it's getting too far, but at the same time, in a sense as well, like, with this Ask AI thing, I like it, you know, like, it having accurate responses is awesome, but, like, let's not take it too far, I guess. Actually, I know another question to ask AI. Write a story about... write a story about a feather. I don't know. Let's see if it can write a sad story. Okay, write a sad story about a feather. I just randomly just popped in my head. Write a sad... I just want to see how quick it can be in responding to questions like this. So, write a sad story about a feather. Let's see what it says. Once upon a time, in a lush green forest, there lived a beautiful peacock with a long and colourful tail. Every day, he would strut around the forest, showing off his feathers to all the animals. His feathers were the most beautiful thing anyone had ever seen. One day, a small feather fell from his tail and floated down the forest floor. It was a small, insignificant feather, but it was still part of the peacock's beautiful tail. The other animals in the forest didn't think much of the feather, but it was devastating. But it was devastating for the peacock. He felt incomplete without it. He tried to ignore it, but he couldn't help but feel sad every time he looked at his tail. Days turned into weeks, and the peacock became more and more withdrawn. He no longer strutted around the forest, and his once vibrant feather lost its luster. He was no longer the proud and confident bird that everyone had known. The other animals in the forest noticed the change in the peacock and tried to cheer him up, but nothing seemed to work. The peacock's sadness was deep, and he couldn't shake it off. Eventually, the peacock retreated into a quiet corner of the forest, away from the animals. He spent his days hidden away, mourning the loss of his feather. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Years passed, and the peacock grew old and frail. He knew that his time was coming to an end, and he still couldn't shake off the sadness that consumed him all those years ago. As he took his last breath, the peacock realized that he had spent his whole life focusing on what he lost, instead of cherishing all the beautiful things he still had. It was then he realized that the feather was just a small part of him, and this true beauty came from within. And so the peacock passed away, surrounded by the memories of his once glorious tail, but he took comfort in knowing that his true beauty had never actually left him. Ah, that was actually kind of... That was a sad story, but it was kind of happy and in the end. I'm impressed with this story. Just to write a story about a feather and AI to do that on the spot like that. I guess you can take a lot away from this story. You know, it's not about what... I think So reading this story, that tells me we shouldn't focus on the small things in life. We shouldn't focus on what we lost. We just got to focus on what we have now and appreciating what we have, I guess, and not getting caught up in the small things in life that consume our everyday. So, you know, that story, even though it was a sad story, but it had a lot of meaning behind it. So I'm impressed with this AI to come up with a story about a feather like that just on the spot. So, yeah, well. good. Well, so, honestly, guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty impressed with this AI. I'm not going to... I must admit, just to come up with... just to come up with, like, things like that on the spot, that's actually quite... To come up with rap songs, to come up with stories like that that I just type in randomly, that's actually quite incredible. Yeah. All right, well, let's see what else I can do. I want to translate the sentence already into emoji. You can even translate text messages into emojis. So that's actually quite awesome. Geez, this AI thing can do a lot, man. I'm not going to lie. It can actually do heaps. But guys, I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I just wanted to go through the basics of what AI can do. And man, can it do a lot. But yeah, anyways, guys, I think I'll wrap up. I'll wrap up this segment for now. I was going to talk a bit about rugby league, West Tigers. I know, speaking of the West Tigers, in doing a rap song about the West Tigers, hopefully they can show a bit of passion on the field against Parramatta on Monday. God, West Tigers, you know, still 0-5. They really need a win. They really need a win. And, you know, what's pissed me off this week is there has been, they've misrepresented the Anzac Day soldiers by putting the American soldiers on their jersey, which I couldn't believe they got that wrong. Like, who in the hell... Who is in charge of creative at the West Tigers to come up with an image of the American soldiers and instead of the Australian soldiers for Anzac Day? Like, that is stupidity in the highest level. I'm sorry, that is, like, so stupid. But look, they rectified it now. They apologized for that. But man, you know, it's bad enough that we're having a hard time on the field, but we don't need any more drama off the field, man. Fucking hell. But yeah, anyways, it's depressing to talk about the West Tigers, to be honest with you, man. It's hard being a supporter. Honestly, man, I'm not going to lie. As a supporter of the West Tigers, I am doing it tough. We just need a fucking win. At this point, I don't even care about making finals anymore. Just want to see a bit of passion, a bit of pride in the jersey, and just see these boys, see these players putting in effort on the field. If they can do that, then I'm happy, you know, because as fans, I think the most frustrating part in supporting the West Tigers is we know what this team is capable of, but the boys don't... They don't try. They don't give it their all. They don't give it their best. They just wing it, really. And as fans, we can see that, and it's heartbreaking because we know the capability, the potential the West Tigers can these group of boys have, these group of players have. They just need to really show it. And I'm speaking on behalf of West Tigers fans. We can all see that they're not putting in the effort. And that's the most frustrating part about supporting these guys. So I just hope to see more effort from the boys. Wins or losses, it doesn't matter. As long as we see effort and improvement, that's all we want as West Tigers fans. Just to see improvement from the players. So I'll just leave it at that. But anyways, guys, that's enough chatter for me, enough footy talk for me. It was a pretty fun episode, I'm not going to lie. I really enjoyed this one myself in speaking to AI and coming up with rap songs. It's quite enjoyable, and yes, I'm very impressed with that, what AI can do. Very impressive how it can just splurge stuff on the spot like that in creating rap songs and stories. So, yeah, very impressive, guys. If you haven't downloaded the app, I recommend download it. You know, if you're bored out of your mind and want to ask AI questions, you can do that. Just download the app called Ask AI. but yeah, anyways, guys, that's another episode of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys have a wonderful Easter, by the way. Enjoy your long weekend. Make the most of it. Just spend time with family, friends. Chill out. Watch the footy. Have a beer. And yeah, guys, wishing you happy holidays and have a wonderful Easter. And also make sure to follow Wise Words with Dan on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Anchor, any other podcast apps. So you can follow me on that, as well as all my social media platforms. I'm pretty much on Spotify and Anchor, but you can follow me on any podcast app, like I said. But yeah, I'll have Wise Words with Dan on Instagram as well, so follow me there. And yeah, guys, until next time, thank you for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan, and yeah, peace.